Welcome to the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday morning, October 16th, 2025, and we have a lineup of legal headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here's our first headline.
NeuroOne promotes Emily Johns to Chief Administrative Officer. NeuroOne Medical Technologies Corporation has promoted Emily Johns to Chief Administrative Officer and General Counsel. Johns, who joined earlier this year, will lead legal strategy and oversee human resources, compliance, security, and risk areas. Dave Rosa, President and CEO, praised her impactful contributions and future growth potential. Johns expressed excitement for strengthening operations and infrastructure to expand the reach of their life-changing technologies. With a background in public company law, including work with NeuroOne since 2017, Johns is well-equipped for her new role. NeuroOne is focused on developing minimally invasive solutions for neurological disorders, aiming to improve patient outcomes and reduce procedural costs. For more information, visit www.nmtc1.com.
Blakely Law announces community impact through Animal Service Scholarship. Blakely Law Firm in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, has announced a new scholarship opportunity for students interested in animal service. The Community Impact through Animal Service Scholarship is valued at $2,000, and students have until March 15, 2026, to submit a 500 to 700-word essay detailing their volunteer experiences with shelter dogs, foster dogs, or therapy dogs. The selection committee emphasizes the importance of original essays and warns against the use of AI-generated content. The winner will be announced within 3 months of the deadline, and the scholarship funds will be delivered directly to the student's chosen institution. Blakely Law Firm encourages students to visit their website for updates on the selection process and highlights their commitment to supporting those who have dedicated themselves to helping animals.
Year in Law secures $598,790 personal injury verdict following insurance dispute. Year in Law recently secured a $598,790 personal injury verdict following an insurance dispute stemming from a 2024 motor vehicle collision. The client, a front seat passenger, suffered multiple injuries, including herniated cervical discs, a lumbar injury, shoulder trauma, and a concussion. Despite the at-fault driver's $50,000 liability policy limit, Allstate only offered $25,000, citing a controversial family step-down clause. After legal challenges, the court awarded the full amount requested. Don Yeren, founder of Yeren Law, emphasized the importance of fair treatment for policyholders and plans to pursue a bad faith insurance claim on behalf of the client. Yeren Law is known for its aggressive representation and successful outcomes in personal injury cases. Miami immigration attorney Tatiani M. Silva helps families achieve the American dream. Miami immigration attorney Tatiani M. Silva, along with her team at the law office of Tatiani M. Silva, PA, offers experienced and compassionate immigration representation to clients across the United States. Fluent in English, Spanish, Portuguese, and Creole, attorney Silva provides culturally informed legal services in areas such as family-based immigration, deportation defense, asylum, and citizenship. With a personal understanding of the challenges immigrants face, attorney Silva is dedicated to helping individuals and families achieve their goals of lawful status and stability in the United States. To schedule a consultation, call 305-895-2500 or visit tmsilvalaw.com. Uncovering the leading factors behind deadly car crashes in Florida. Every year, thousands of families in Florida are left devastated by fatal car accidents, many of which could have been prevented. The latest findings on the causes of fatal accidents in Florida highlight the urgent need for increased awareness and safer driving habits. Distracted driving, speeding, and impaired judgment are among the most significant contributors to fatal accidents in Florida. Despite ongoing public safety campaigns, distracted driving remains the leading cause, with nearly 300 deaths reported in 2023 alone. Speeding is responsible for over 400 fatalities each year, while alcohol and drug impairment continue to claim hundreds of lives. These preventable behaviors are at the heart of the state's most devastating crashes.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.